Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. It is indeed a great joy to gather together this morning to fellowship with each other and to worship God. There are a few announcements to share with you. The worship team has decided to have a worship feedback form. And so if you notice anything that you think would be helpful to us, you'll find these forms in the back of the sanctuary. We'll be having Vacation Bible School, which will be on August 11th through the 14th. And it will be located across the street at the Central Presbyterian Church. And it's from 9 o'clock until about noon. And we'll be having a science-themed week. All children ages 4 through 5th and 6th grade are welcome. And if any of you would like to volunteer as helpers, we would greatly appreciate that. Are there any other announcements this morning?
A couple of things. We just finished 3 performances of Godspell put on by the Avon Community Theater. This year's cast was very young. A lot of junior high and elementary kids just getting the lay of the land as far as theater things are concerned. They did a spectacular job with the show. They were well-mannered. They were thoughtful. They took good care of our facility while they were here. And generally speaking, it was a delightful experience, not only for them, but for 500 or so adults who came to see the show. So this was a great project, which we're happy to say we could also supply, along with the facility itself, air conditioning. And the reason you're sitting here this morning in relative comfort, Mark Blakely did a ton of work to make this happen. I helped him, and we scrambled around and set the system up. Many of you contributed financially to make this happen, and that is greatly appreciated not only by the church, but by the Avon Community Theater, and made this room a usable space for a summer theater project. And it's something for us to keep in mind for the future. One more announcement before we go into the time of centering. We reach for the Holy Spirit in many ways. We have a guest this morning who brought us a CD, which is about as beautiful a way to reach the Holy Spirit as you can imagine. Mr. Hoyt Mason is here. The CD is of his deceased first wife singing the Lord's Prayer. And it's a magnificent piece of music in its own right. And as presented by this beautiful voice, I'm sure all of us can move a little closer to the Spirit, which, of course, is why we're here. So thanks to Hoyt for that, and we'll move on to the time of centering.
Be thy name.
Together. All-powerful God, helper of the weak, you are a source of strength and a shelter from the storms of life. Be present with us as we seek to minister in our broken world. Unite us as your people as we care for those in need. Abide with us in this time of worship and always. We pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Shall we sing together songs that you would like to sing? And we will sing the first verse of each song.
Scripture reading this morning is from John 11, 1 through 44. A man by the name of Lazarus was sick in the village of Bethany. He had two sisters, Mary and Martha. This was the same Mary who poured perfume on the Lord's head and wiped his feet with her hair. The sisters sent a message to the Lord and told him that his good friend Lazarus was sick. When Jesus heard this, he said, "His sickness won't end in death. It will bring glory to God in the Son." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and her brother, but he stayed there where he was for two more days. Then he said to the disciples, "Now we will go back to Judea." "Teacher," they said, "the people there want to stone you to death. Why do you want to go back?" Jesus answered, "Aren't there 12 hours in each day? If you walk during the day, you will have light from the sun, and you won't stumble. But if you walk during the night, you will stumble because you won't have any light." Then he told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, and I'm going there to wake him up." They replied, "Oh Lord, if he is asleep, he will get better." Jesus really meant that Lazarus was dead, but they thought that he was really talking about sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. I am glad that I wasn't there, because now you will have a chance to put your faith in me. Let's go to him." Thomas, whose nickname was the Twin, said to the other disciples, "Come on, let's go, so that we can die with him." When Jesus got to Bethany, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many people had come from the city to comfort Martha and Mary because their brother had died. When Martha heard that Jesus had arrived, she went out to him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yet even now I know that God will do anything you ask." Jesus told her, "Your brother will live again." Martha answered, "I know that he will be raised to life on the last day, when all the dead are raised." Jesus said, "I am the one who raises the dead to life. Everyone who has faith in me will live even if they die. And everyone who lives because of faith in me will never really die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God. You are the one who we had hoped would come to the world." After Martha said this, she went and privately said to her sister Mary, "The teacher is here, and he wants to see you." As soon as Mary heard this, she got up and went out to Jesus. He was still outside the village where Martha had gone to meet him. Many of the people had come to comfort Mary, and when they saw her quickly leave the house, they thought that she was going to the tomb to cry, so they followed her. Mary went to where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she knelt at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw Mary and the people with her were crying, he was terribly upset and asked, "Where have you put the body?" They replied, "Lord, come, you will see." Jesus started crying, and the people said, "See how much he loved Lazarus?" Some of them said, "He gives sight to the blind. Why couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Jesus was terribly upset, so he went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone rolled up against the entrance. Then he told the people to roll the stone away. But Martha said, "Lord, you know that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, and there will be a bad smell." Jesus replied, "Didn't I tell you that if you have faith, you will see the glory of God?" After the stone had been rolled aside, Jesus looked up to the heaven and prayed, "Father, I thank you for answering my prayer. I know that you will always answer my prayers. But I said this so that many of the people here would believe that you sent me." When Jesus finished praying, he shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had been dead came out. His hands and feet were wrapped with strips of burial cloth, and cloth covered his face. Jesus told the people, "Untie him and let him go." Thanks be to God.
This is called Holy Spirit Come. When life's troubles ran me over, left me lying in the dust, thought I might die, then I got up, but only just. Badly wounded by the tragedies, the maladies, the pain, I could not see any sign of God. Would someone please explain? Holy Spirit, come, shine your light on me. Please help me see
all your love can be. Holy Spirit, come, teach us harmony. Oh, we live in peace and unity. Holy Spirit, come. Could we put aside our troubles? Let that Spirit set us free. Take a look beyond the neighborhood. See what our world should be. We can all work together. Our hearts will show the way. Learn to love one another and build a better day. Holy Spirit, come, shine your light on me. Please help me see all your love can be. Holy Spirit, come, teach us harmony. Oh, we live in peace and unity. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come, shine your light on me. Please help me see all your love in me. Holy Spirit, come, teach us harmony. So we live in peace and unity. Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come. I don't know about you, but I have felt the Spirit. Shall we pray? May the song that we heard be our prayer today and always. Holy Spirit, come. Amen. After a short break, meander away last week from Psalm 23, we return and we end up, I think, at the heart of the psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I imagine that everyone in this room or those listening on the radio or on the internet have been darkened by death's shadow at one time or another. Maybe right now the memory of at least one person or one situation has popped into your mind's eye. Today, the psalmist invites us to linger just for a moment in that dark valley. This is not a valley we wish to journey through, although it is through it we must travel. Yet we are not alone in the valley, for even Jesus and his friends traveled through it. Lazarus, Jesus' good friend, was sick. Jesus loved Lazarus. Scripture does not name many who Jesus loved. So Lazarus was one of the few. Lazarus was special. And Lazarus died. Yes, Jesus, it seems, had some master plan, which the disciples did not get. For even Thomas said, "Let's go to this place and we'll all die." They wanted to stone Jesus. They thought that he was going to die. But yet Jesus must have felt the way we feel. We know the feelings of Mary and Martha. Mary withdrew to be alone, maybe trying to hide from the reality of the situation. We do that sometimes. Martha ran up to Jesus. I imagine her probably angry. How could you, Jesus? If you had been here, this would not have happened. Maybe you have felt something like this as well. Her faith in Jesus was still strong, but she felt as if Jesus had let her down. In death's dark valley, emotions run the gamut. Jesus knew that he had the power over life and death, and he knew that he was going to call his friend out from that smelly place. Yet even Jesus traveled through this darkest valley, touched by death's dark shadow. When Mary came out to meet him and Jesus saw her and the others weeping, Jesus was moved in his guts and he wept. Even when we travel through the valley of the shadow of death, we are not alone. The psalmist, he knew about death's dark shadows. The shepherds in those days were afraid of those shadows, for it was in those shadows that robbers and animals could hide. So death was a real possibility in those dark valleys. So if the sheep were to reach lodging for the night, the shepherd would have no choice but to go through such valleys. Yet the sheep would trust the shepherd, knowing that they too would reach safety on the other side because their shepherd was with them. David, even in those darkest nights, would not fear the evil that was coming, for people were trying to kill him. He could not see the way in the uncertainty of the darkness, but yet he could still trust. He knew that God was faithful and would always be with him. In the darkness, it is immensely hard to trust sometimes that God is there. Yet we too can place our trust in God, knowing that God is there even in the darkest of shadows. Now, death's dark shadows do not always mean literal death. They can also mean loss of jobs, relationships, hopelessness, illness, pain and suffering, loss of meaning, or a multitude of other situations that cause us to transgress into death's darkest valley. It is by God's grace that we are still able to walk through the darkest valleys. For that is what Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadows do not consume us. In the darkest of nights, a single candle can be seen for miles. We want more light, absolutely. We love these bright lights that have recently been installed. Thank you, Mark, for they lighten up the place. But all we need is one tiny light. And God gives us that, and we are able to walk through the darkest valleys. Suffering is not from God. It is never God's will that we go through these dark places. Yet when we do suffer, God empowers us to walk through it. When our suffering is caused at the hands of others or unjust systems, God empowers us then to fight against those systems in order that others may not suffer like we did. For it is certainly not God's will that the unjust systems of the world cause us or others suffering. Originally, there were going to be two different sermons, for there are two different phrases. Here is where I go to the King James Version. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yet this is not our Christian faith. They are not separated. Our faith teaches us, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we can say confidently, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We can proceed with confidence, even though it seems kind of unbelievable, we can go through. It takes great hope for us to say, I will fear no evil, even in the face of suffering. In the midst of our suffering, we know that God will get us through. Death and suffering will never have the last word. We wish that we could escape from all of the troubles and trials that our lives have. But when the shadows of darkness cover us, another shadow is still there. We are under the shelter of the Most High, as our other psalm says. We are protected under God's shadow. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, the Most High our dwelling place, no evil shall befall us. We can fear no evil. While we are walking the valley, or while we witness others going through the valleys, we can shout confidently, I will not fear. God has got me. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, who has given us victory. God has created us with strength and courage to face the evil powers of the day, whether they are within or without, so that we can say, I will not fear, for God is with me. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loves us. We can confidently face the future, whatever comes in all of the twists and turns of life, because God is leading us along. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
This has been In the Valley, I Will Not Fear, with Pastor Kim Farrell, originally broadcast July 26, 2015. Even when lost and surrounded by darkness, we can proceed with purpose and without fear. God will lead us through.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.